It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then it then goes on to say, put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And so I ask myself, why in and not off? Off, if it was off the Lord, it speaks of distance. It speaks that God will then give you some power, but it's his. But in is really about your position in Christ. That you cannot separate, you the strength you have is not separate from the identity that you have in the Lord. And so it's very important that you are strong in the Lord, your strength is in him, but understand it's because of your position that is in him. So what you need to do when you are facing things in your life is really to do what? Is to not separate, your source of strength is not separate from your identity in Christ. You are in union with Christ, so the strength you draw is because you are rooted and positioned in him. Now, the wiles of the devil are not, the devil does not use brute force when he comes against you. The devil will use suggestions and he will twist the truth so that you can then begin to believe the what? Believe the lie. But it goes on to then say, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to do what? To stand. Not parts of the armor, the whole. So you're taking the belt, the breastplate, the shoes, the shield, the helmet, and the sword. The belt is the truth. You stand in truth, righteousness, peace, and readiness. Faith is the shield with which we'll quench the fiery darts of the enemy. We take the helmet of salvation, the helmet of salvation. And then, of course, the word of God. The word of God is very important, which is the only attacking thing that we have in that armor of God. And so we need to take that word, and it is that word that will give us the strength to endure in the day that difficulty comes our way. That also speaks that we need to make sure that we are intimate with God. Now, I know that this is not my message, but the intimacy with the Lord is very important, because the last time I got here before I went away, I said that one of the things I said is, you need to, the witness of God in your life. You need to understand how the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Being Pentecost Sunday, you know, the Holy Spirit came. This was a promise that the Lord gave to us, that I will send a helper who will reveal all things to you. Now, we have to rely on this Holy Spirit. You have to understand what the witness of the Spirit in your life is like. For some, you might get, I don't know, whatever. I'll just tell you, I know when the doorbell rings. You know when the doorbell rings, and Uber Eats. Everybody, you know, eh? But you need to understand when the Holy Spirit knocks on your door, you have to have an awareness that he's drawing you to where? To himself. And when you understand that witness, it might be confusing to you that you will get the call to pray or the urge to pray. Don't just say like, whatever, I don't know what that is, and then get on with your day. Take the time, set aside, move away from where people are, from any distraction, and you just begin to focus on God. And let God do the things that God does, that you are not aware that is actually taking place in your what? In your life. So please, the witness of the Holy Spirit can literally save your life. Can I say that? The witness of the Holy Spirit can literally save your life. You ignore at your own what? Peril. Anyway, I'll unpack that in the next few weeks. We'll get into... So anyway, my daughter had a dream last week, Tuesday, the young one. She had a dream. Very confusing dream, but she was scared in the dream. And so my son and I rocked up in Johannesburg on Tuesday night. Wednesday, we were just going about our day before we were flying out the next day, doing our thing. And then he was getting his hair done. And then I said to my sister, look, why don't you take me back to the apartment, the Airbnb we're staying? I just want to eat. You know, I didn't want to wait for him to get his hair done. You know, they were, you know, doing some stuff. And so anyway, I went to the apartment. They left me there by myself. And I was eating and I'm watching something. And I just sensed, I sensed something was just not right. And I sensed this call. And I know for myself that, okay, the Lord is up to something. And so it's like, come on, man, I'm watching TV. I'm eating my food. You know, what's going on? Anyway, that urge got a bit strong. That I said, you know what, boom, TV off. I was eating very nice chicken thighs, you know, barbecue chicken thighs. Anyway, I went into the room. I was by myself, but I still went into the room, praying. In my mind, I'm like, you know, what the heck am I doing here? But I'm praying in the spirit, and I'm going on and on and on. And I'm slicing, okay, I don't know what's going on here, but Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Anyway, a few minutes later, I finished, went about our day as normal. What then happened is that even after I exited that place, I asked myself, oh man, what was that all about? You know, Lord, you know. But anyway, I didn't get a response. So I said, cool, let me just go about my business, which I did. Later on that night, my sister was waiting for an Uber. She had come to visit me with my niece. So as we were escorting them down, they were trying to order an Uber and they couldn't get there. The Uber was taking its time. And so guess what I did? I said, you know what, you can use mine. Let me order. So I, boom, ordered the Uber. And later on, we're just waiting. It says 1 minute to come or 2 minutes. Then an Audi A4 pulls up, a white one. Now, when you see an Audi A4, you think, wow, you know, these are normal people. You know, they got their stuff together. So anyway, I'm holding my phone and I'm chatting. I'm looking at the Uber, you can track it. And it's got a pin that you have to give. 4115 was the pin that I had to give to my sister. And so there's a guy comes out of that Audi and walks by me. So I'm not paying him any attention whatsoever. My son is busy doing, I don't know, he's a bit hyped. He's doing push-ups, you know, going a bit crazy with my niece, you know, And so anyway, that guy just, from nowhere, that person that had gone beside, as if he was going into the apartment building, then just came, snatched my phone, and so somehow I gave chase. And so he ran, jumped into the car, and the car sped off. So now my niece goes crazy. Security, you know, she's going really nuts, which was interesting to see. And then my son, very quick thing, he says, okay, I'll go to the room, and I'll go and you'll find my da-da-da-da, and, you know, boom, do all the things that you need to do. Now, I say all this not to necessarily impress, but to speak about the importance when the Holy Spirit does or whispers things. You are going to experience in your life, and I know this is not what I'm talking about, but this is very important that your children, whilst they are young, they cannot articulate. They've got the full Spirit in them. They cannot articulate that the Holy Spirit has spoken to them or God is speaking to them. Your job as a parent is to then become mindful when there are certain things that are done that are out of what? Character. Because the children have got the full, just you got the full Holy Spirit, they have it. So I say all this to say, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, whatever way He may whisper to you, please pay attention. Now, I do not know without, only God knows at the end of the day. Only God knows, but He's faithful. Because I cannot just imagine had I resisted what could have happened. I don't know what that man was carrying. I don't know what those other guys in the white Audi A5 with the first two letters of the number plate, LJ, the other bit I cannot recall. But this is very, very, and I've said this many times this year, that I have to insist that you, if you don't understand how the Lord speaks to you, please spend some time with the Lord and say, Lord, help me understand how it is that it's going to be different for all of us. You have to, so when he speaks, when he whispers to you, and you feel like, oh, I don't know, you know, I'm being called to something, do not ignore those calls. God is faithful. God will do what God does. But you've also got to do your part. And be mindful for those things that are out of character in your children, that then recognize that, hey, God is saying something or wanting to say something, wanting to send a message to you. The Holy Spirit is the guide. He says, it is good for me that I should go, so that the Holy Spirit comes. And when he comes, he will reveal all truth. Please, let us not ignore the Holy Spirit. Let us not ignore the witness of God in our lives. We need that witness of God, that he will whisper things to you. And when he does, it might be like, oh, I don't know. I mean, I went and I prayed. I don't know what I prayed about. Anyway, you don't have to understand. You just have to what? Obey. It's not about understanding. So anyway, that is important for me to stress. Thank you, Lord, for that. So the title of my, we're moving into a new series, and it is called Kingdom Generosity, as you can see up there. So welcome again to everybody. It's always great for us to gather in the house of the Lord. Very, very important that we all gather together in the house of the Lord. You know, this is a place, C3 Kwinana, a place to belong and a place to be planted. Now, don't worry if I don't get through the sequence of what I'm doing. I'll do it next week. I might not get through. It's a lot. But next week, I'll continue it next week. So I got to make sure that in Kwinana, I'm actually going to tell them the same message. The witness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. If you're a parent, the Holy Spirit will begin to just whisper certain things about your child. You need to sort of like inquire and say, Lord, and begin to pray and be intimate with him. But if we ignore, what happens if I do this? Knock on the door, I keep knocking, and nobody answers. Absolutely nothing takes place. There has to be a response. We have to respond in our hearts. We have to respond in our spirits when the Holy Spirit moves and begins to do something in our lives. He'll begin to, you know, minister to you. We can only do that if we stay in the place of intimacy with him, so that we know him, so that we know the way that he speaks to you. It can only be developed in periods of intimacy in the secret place with the Holy Spirit. If you're a business person, the Lord will whisper stuff to you, and it might seem odd, but you need to get around his voice so that when he speaks, you know it's him. You know full well that it is him that is speaking something into your ear. Lord, I just thank you this morning that it is the witness of God in our lives. We thank you for this Holy Spirit that is so precious, that is so dear to us. May we be acquainted with the Holy Spirit. May we be more acquainted with the ways of God. May we be acquainted with the counsel of God. May we not rely on our emotions and our feelings, but we would rely on the whole counsel of God. May we rely on the Holy Spirit. May we lean on the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our everyday lives, in all the things that we do, may we lean on the Holy Spirit. This is the same Holy Spirit that said to Philip, go by the what? The wayside. And as he went there, he came across the Ethiopian eunuch. He ran along, and then as he ran along there, guess what happened? He then began to expound the scriptures to him, and that eunuch said, is there anything that can stop me from being baptized? No was the answer. There was a bit of water, bang, he got baptized, and he went on his way. Now, we understand that, you see, when somebody encounters Christ, their lives will never be the same again. Imagine if Philip said, oh, I don't know what that voice is. I'm going to ignore it. Because we know that God is very meticulous. God is very manipulative is not the word I'm looking for, but he's a schemer. He's strategic in the way he does things. So it was on time. So that means that when he speaks to you, it's on time. The knock comes at the right time for you, and you have to what? You have to listen to it. This is the same Holy Spirit that said to the guys, they said, hey, separate for me Paul and what? Who? Yeah, separate those two guys for me for the work that I have with them. We might need to do a bit of Bible study. Eh? It is the same Holy Spirit that then said to, I think it was Paul, that don't go to that area. Because he says that, I've been wanting to go, let's just say, to Quinana, but something is restricting me from what? From going. That means that he had to have been acquainted with what that witness was in his life. Because even though his desire was to move forward, something restrained him. You have to be acquainted with that thing that restrained him. That is the Holy Spirit. Now, without that witness of the Holy Spirit in your life, without understanding that, you are just going to go on by your business and do whatever it is that you want to do. This witness of the Holy Spirit can save your life, can save my life. So, Lord, we thank you again this morning that it is your Holy Spirit that leads us. It is your Holy Spirit that guides us. May we be more desirous, Father, to be acquainted with you. May we know you more and more and more and more in our lives. God, I thank you, Father, for C3 Fremantle. I thank you for everybody that's in this place, everybody that calls this place home. That, Lord, you are desirous, Father, to develop relationship. You are desirous, Lord, to go deeper and deeper with us. May we, Lord God, seek you more as a church. May we seek you more as individuals in our families. This witness of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, anyway, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank, you know, and this is important. I mean, it's a bit, what, it's 12 past 10. There's no point in me continuing on with what I was supposed to do. But I want to thank, obviously, Pastor Nami, and can I get the band to get up? Thank you. You know, over the last 2 weeks, I've dialed in and I've watched at 3 a.m. That's the time of these services start. You know, maybe the second week I probably dialed in at 3:45, which is at 9:45. I tried, you know. But I sent my message so that everybody would know that I'm online. So I thank Pastor Nami and the team for, you know, for such a wonderful job. But I think that I'm so thankful to the Lord. You know, over the last 2 weeks, we've had 5 people that had, given their lives to the Lord. And I think that my heart's desire is that may God continue to flow and touch the lives of people in our church. May God continue to flow and do things in your lives. Things that maybe you have never perceived that the Lord is going to do. And I sincerely apologize, you know, that I didn't get into the flow of, you know, kingdom generosity. But I think I felt so strongly to just speak about this Holy Spirit and how, you know, it's interesting. The Lord says, it is better for you that I go. And then he says, but I will not leave you alone, because when I go, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And when he comes, he will lead you into all truth. So we have to be acquainted with this precious Holy Spirit in our lives. May we stand this morning.